You are listening to Building with Build Her, where we talk about all things building, whether it be building or renovating your dream home or developing for profit. We believe that building done the right way is fun. I'm Rebecca from Build Her Collective. Join us as we explore all aspects of this journey.
Hello, lovely builders.
Hi, it's Rach here.
So what we're talking today about is the stories we tell ourselves.
I really like this topic.
Right.
Because it's really interesting, because it's interesting with the things that we were talking about before of how you perceive yourself.
And it's how you perceive yourself and how other people perceive you and how you present yourself, and then it's all the stories.
So I guess what we were talking about was I was saying, you know, most people think that I'm chaotic.
And I was saying you're not actually chaotic.
I think because you know me really well. So you obviously see, you know, other aspects of my life. Like when you came over to my house and the boys were really calm and it's like actually like a really nice household. But the way I guess I run in work life is that I jump from topic to topic, or I'm going from things to things, because I work really quickly.
Like what we were talking about is the fact that that's really fun. So it's about our enjoyment level, because you were like, oh, well, that's you too. And I'm like, yeah, I kind of sometimes joke that it's organized chaos. It's not. There is no fucking chaos there at all. It's all mapped out ahead of time and it's all planned. It's just more fun if you put the life and the energy in it and you feel like you've got more of that freedom.
Yeah. I liked the word freedom, because it's freedom of how you spend your time for the day. And if that's jumping from thing to thing, because the ideas are coming in, you're creative. What might feel like chaos for some people is actually quite normal for it. Normal? Normal is the wrong word, but
the chaos actually comes because you're moving quickly.
Yeah.
Right? And so you're moving from topic to topic and you're like, okay, that's a good plan. I'll get that done. And then you kind of get three steps in and then you're refining that plan. And when you refine that plan, you might go, oh, actually I could change direction here. It's going to get a better outcome. And so then we've changed direction. And then you get three or four steps into that plan. You go, this could be done slightly better. Let's do it better.
Yeah.
And so some people don't do that. Some people kind of overthink it and they never get going because they're so
fixated on getting the right thing. I think one of the developers once said, you know, she'd go to work and stuff in a corporate job, and her boss, her mentor would say to her, look, as long as it's kind of 80%, it's probably like 100%. So just go with it and then you'll figure out the rest. And I think that's the point of it, isn't it? So then it's not chaotic. It's just kind of you get it there, you get on the board and you keep running with it.
It's progressing as you go, and you get the best outcome if you can plan everything out as far as you can but have the flexibility of mind to adapt to what comes. And so some people don't like that. Some people have really concrete thinking, and that kind of movement and change is really hard for them to manage.
Yeah.
There is a lot of movement and change in building, and it's very problem solving, but it's actually the happy place. And we were talking about that before, like being on site and solving a problem or going to get a tap because this tap didn't fit. And you're trying to work out as much as you can beforehand, but the system's not perfect. But then some people will say, oh, well, that's chaotic. Or you kind of like, oh, there's a lot happening, or you're busy.
But also if you go back to, you know, the topic of what is the perception of like the stories that you tell yourself, or the perception of what people tell you, so then you kind of build that story in your mind, is that it's so easy to do, because when you're told that over and over, and when you're telling yourself that over and over, you're kind of consistently reinforcing that statement. And what I liked with what you did was I said, you know, I'm chaos, and like people look at me and they're like, you're so chaotic. But then reframing your mindset to say, well, actually it's not chaos. It's that I think really quickly about a particular project or a particular thing or idea, and then as I've kind of cemented that in my head, I know that that's going to progress and pivot as I'm going organically, and that kind of then grows into, I guess, the firm idea, and that revolves as you go, and a lot of people don't have the ability to do that. But it's about reframing the things that you think about yourself.
Right, because that's kind of – that's you going, oh, I'm running really quickly and I'm changing my mind, so obviously I'm chaotic. But actually, you're not chaotic, because you're a single mother.
Yeah.
You've got three boys.
Yeah.
Your house is calm. How you've got three boys and you have a calm house. Like I know you were joking. You're like,
actually unbelievable.
What did you expect my house to be like? And I'm like, chaos.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
But like three boys, and they're very active bunnies, but like everyone was sitting down around dinner. You cook a meal every night. Yeah. Everything's calm. They get to school. And then it's like you're energetic, and that gets read in a different way. And then you feed into that story because other people tell you that story. So I'll let you in a secret. I can actually cook.
You can?
No, I can actually cook.
Do you just pretend not to?
No, it's just this story that's kind of come up over the years and it's like, oh, Rebecca doesn't cook.
And then you like post me photos of like burnt buns and like,
yeah,
that
you don't, I
know, but you play but in
like,
on that
I'm
story as well.
I'm playing into that story and I'm perpetuating it.
Yeah.
But if I actually needed to cook something, like I needed to cook something, someone was coming over and I was a little bit nervous, but I just got out the recipe. Like I can cook. Like I know how to cook.
Just follow the recipe book.
Yeah, I mean, still adapt it because that's boring to keep with the recipe book. And what do the people that have 20 years experience know about cooking?
I'm going to just change it up last minute.
I've done it three times in the last year.
Why does Gordon Ramsay know what he's talking about?
But it's that thing. It just becomes this story that then it's funny and it kind of plays into the way you see yourself. But then occasionally it's kind of like, well, is it the truth or is it something you've perpetuated out of one situation? And then sometimes those stories become limiting.
I think also like when you talk about developing and you know, moving into that space, because it is such a huge, I guess, step into like financially and those huge life choices that you're making, it's easier to lean into those limiting beliefs. It's easier to let that, oh, I can't do this. Or someone, you know, my parents said, oh, you don't have the capacity to do that because you don't know enough, or the things, the stories that people are telling you. It's easier to lean into that than it is to say, let's put a positive spin on it and flip this on its head.
And go, okay, it's just because I move, like I'm chaotic. It's like, nah, I just move really quickly and I iterate to get the best outcome.
Yeah.
One is simpler and kind of more fun and feeds into the vibe of the personality that sometimes we create around ourselves, whereas the reality is more serious and you don't, yeah.
You know, the stories that we tell us is like where we move to, right? So if you continue to tell yourself your case, then actually your life will continue to reflect that, yeah? You know, things might start to become like unravel a little bit more, or bad things might seem to happen, or whatever.
Or anytime something happens that isn't exactly perfect, you then attribute that to the fact that you're chaotic.
Yeah. And so when I feel like you reframe that, so like, you know, when you're talking about this particular thing, it's like when you reframe and say, well, actually, I'm a really quick thinker, I'm an action person, and I'm quite positive and high energy. So that's where all my thoughts are going to go. So everything that I do then is actually pushed towards that direction. So I can action things better and I can action things quicker. And I
pivot more. And it's a skill that you've honed, right? So everyone's got different skill sets and we spend a lot of time honing them. The reality is you have a finite amount of hours that you can work in every day. I mean, everyone does,
yeah.
But you choose to try and achieve this bigger bundle of things with that time. And so that means that you're doing more, but you'll also fail more times because you do, like if you're doing twice as much stuff as the average person,
yep,
you're going to fail twice as quickly, right? And is that normal? Yeah. Doesn't mean that you've done anything wrong. No.
No.
There's a normal amount of error that's going to happen.
Always.
Always. Because yeah. I haven't met the perfect person.
Well, you're sitting right here with me.
But, I mean, we hold ourselves to these perfect standards as well, right?
Yeah.
So I want to be perfect. I am really hard on myself when I muck things up. If I forget an appointment or I don't do something or the kids don't have their library bag in their bag when they go to school, I'm like, oh, my God. What type of mother does that? And then it becomes, for me, how have I prioritized work and other things that I can get done over the library bag for my child? It's what a load of shit. Like
it's
occasionally
like,
we muck up.
It's a load of shit, isn't it? Like when you say it out loud, it sounds ridiculous, right?
It's ridiculous. It's a library bag and, you know, they can still borrow a book without a library bag.
Yeah. You need people to continuously tell you the stories that you need to hear to actually reframe that in your mind so that you're not actually attacking yourself constantly.
It's really easy to get down on ourselves.
Really easy.
And those stories, they perpetuate. And those little comments, like, what is it? Like we hear for every one negative comment, we need 7 positive comments to reframe that negative.
Oh, my God, we're
Jesus
really
Christ.
Fucked as a society.
We are mental.
Because we just never – that does not happen, does it?
Well, and because we find it so hard to be nice to people. Actually, yep. One thing that happened today is you were in a conversation and someone said to me, oh, everyone really likes Rachel. Like every time she meets people, like people really like her. She's really good at that kind of instant connection. I'm like, yeah, but look at her. She's got like an open face. She's being friendly and she'll always compliment people, find something to make someone feel good about themselves.
That's nice.
That's one of the things that you do really well. Yeah. But has anyone ever said that to you?
No.
I mean, I noticed it. I told someone else.
But you didn't say it to my face.
I mean, I did now publicly.
Saying it now.
But no, I wouldn't have thought to, because at that time it wasn't. But that, like, that's a really easy positive thing to say.
And you build people up that
and
way.
You build them up, right? Yeah.
And I guess that's about what I was saying, is that by finding the right people and surrounding yourself with the right people all the time, that's always going to make you more positive and feel better about yourself and actually shift the way you think. Yeah. And that's really important.
And sometimes you need a challenge, you know, someone to challenge you in a nice way about when you are super hard on yourself. Like, would I say that to someone?
Mm.
No.
Hardly
so either. How am I allowed to say that to myself? Anyway, back on topic of stories. What are your stories?
What are the things that you're being hard on yourself about, or what are the traits that you kind of continue to put on yourself that restrict you, or limiting beliefs?
Yeah.
Limiting beliefs.
It would be good to kind of take a minute to think about them, but think about them properly and kind of question their validity, or whether you need them, those stories, in your life anymore, or
how do you flip it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And turn it positive, because every jab that's a negative has an inverse positive.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All for now.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.